Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, great Friday, great Friday, and welcome back to Your Health is Your Wealth. My name is the one and only Kimberly Silas. I am your host, so proudly your host, and I want to welcome you back to this amazing show. Today is October 19, 2018, and it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful fall afternoon. We are so blessed and pleased to be here with you today. I want to open our show, as we do on every week, with a meditative moment. In this meditative moment, I must say I have shared this quite often, but it is one that really sets on a personal level within my spirit, and I share it quite often with my family, with my friends, with my colleagues, and with none and only my live broadcast right here at Your Health is Your Wealth. So I want you to get in a quiet, comfortable spot. Just take a moment to set aside all of the distractions that go on around us, the cars, the children, the television, the radio, our cell phones, text messages, social media. Set everything to the side for just one moment. Get quiet and still within yourself and just take a deep breath. Breathe in the smooth, calm, empowering realization that this is an amazing day. I am in the right place at the right time to either receive my blessing or to be a blessing. Let's do that one more time. Breathe in and recognize I am in the right place at the right time, right now, to either be a blessing or to receive a blessing. I want to share with you my favorite meditation. It says, I am healthy, whole, and complete. I'm going to say that one more time. I am healthy, I am whole, I am complete. Take a moment to check in with your body, mind, and spirit. Scan your emotional body. What is going on inside of you? Breathe. Whatever comes up for you, take this moment to affirm. God is my health. God is my wholeness. God is my reality. Ooh, that's good. I am enough. I thank God for every cell, tissue, muscle, and organ in my body. My mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies are all in alignment with the fundamental harmony of God. Therefore, I affirm perfect health and wholeness in my affairs. I give myself permission to take my well-being a priority. I treat myself and others with loving kindness. Every day, in every way, I keep my mind stayed on God. Thank you, understanding in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. This comes from Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring to it a long period of healing, and I will heal them and will reveal to them the paths of peace and truth. Okay, you guys, I'm feeling it. I'm crunk. As the young people say, I'm crunk and turned up today. I want you to recognize this is October. And during the month of October, we plan to discuss our financial wellness. And we, on last episode, had the phenomenal Mr. Nelson Baldwin of Alpharetta, Georgia, here on the show with us. Now, the theme for the month of October is insurance for critical illness, and it was the theme. And out of my own personal ignorance, I studied the background of insurance. And Mr. Nelson Baldwin quickly redirected my thought processes to say, Kimberly, this is like a cup of sand. And if you pick up a pebble out of that sandbox or that cup of sand, insurance is just a pebble in our overall financial wellness. Hear me now. We as a body of people, I'm not even going to say just the African-American people. We as the body of people are responsible for planning our financial wellness. And quite often what happens is we get a good job, we get health insurance, we may or may not have a retirement plan, we get paid time and a half for overtime, we got a checking account and a savings account, and, you know, things are going pretty copacetic. We're flowing day to day and week to week, and we feel this feeling or this grandiosity as though we have arrived, and it's just not enough. It is not enough. You know, I have been blessed to have witness my parents enjoy their retirement. And I know that they both receive a supplemental income. They receive their, Social Security retirement benefit. That's standard across the board. But it is a minimal amount of money. It's minimal. It's not enough to add towards the quality of life. So I thank God that they had the foresight to know that they needed a supplemental income to go along with that overall retirement, because trust me, Social Security is not enough, and at the position that we're in, it's may not even be granted to us during our ages of retirement. I don't want to work within a structured system for the next 20 years. I don't plan to anyway, but there's a possibility that I may have to. And in the end of that 20 years, am I prepared financially? And will this Social Security be enough for me? So I heard this comedian say recently, she says, I am so proud to say I have enough money to last me for the rest of my life. And the audience applauded. And she said, if I were to die tonight. You know, and it's fun. It was a funny gesture, but it's a sad state of reality that if anything were to happen, are we physically prepared to manage and handle our affairs for the duration of our life? And would we be sitting in a governmental office somewhere begging for assistance? You know, and I pride myself. I am Kimberly Silas, entrepreneur. I pride myself on creating multiple streams income. Now, I say and I repeat and I live under the code that an entrepreneur is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or an enterprise. So as an entrepreneur, I am a sole proprietor. I am the individual. I am the one and only who organizes and manages and assumes the risk of every one of my business endeavors or enterprise opportunities. You know, and I love it. It's contagious. It's infectious. I love being able to know that I am empowered to create multiple streams of wealth. That's what I do. I don't brag about it. I don't even always post about it. I don't need to talk about it because it is something that is it's a personal character, a spiritual characteristic, and an empowerment within me. You know, I am that. I am. That is what God has blessed me with, and I am confident in that. But I was so intrigued by Mr. Baldwin, and let me just explain to you. Today is Mr. Baldwin's wife's birthday. We want to say happy birthday, Mrs. Baldwin. We absolutely adore and appreciate your husband's service, and we bless you all as a family, and we want you guys to enjoy this marvelous, wonderful day of October 19th. Happy birthday to you from your Health is Your Wealth family, as well as the extended PRF Family, we love you. We appreciate you. We bless you, and we thank God for you. Happy birthday. But Mr. Nelson started off this month with us, Nelson Baldwin of Alpharetta, Georgia. And he began educating us on just the foundation, the standardized understanding of what we can do to start building our personal wealth. He gives seminars, training programs. He not only trains financial professionals, but he educates the personal individual. Now, a financial planner is a person that's qualified with investments. It's a professional who helps individuals as well as corporations meet their long-term financial objectives by analyzing the client's status and setting up a program to help that client meet those goals. Now, they specialize in tax planning, asset allocation, risk management. For the individual, it would be more like retirement and or estate planning. But it was so intriguing to me. And what I realized, listeners, today is that I want to be educated. I want to learn as much about my finances and my wealth as possible. And we can't afford to say, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until I have a little more money. I'm going to wait until next season. You know, I work for a really cool organization. I don't have anything grumpy, no gripes about it. But we are contractors. We are contracted through a corporation. We are contracted to manage an assignment. And through the bidding on a new contract, we found out a couple years ago that our overall benefit package went through some major overhaul. And in that major overhaul, they took away our 401k plan. Now, this is a real cool place to work. I had to make a decision. What am I going to do? Now, I have a 401k prior to accepting this contract, accepting employment under this contract. I have 401k. And I said, what am I going to do with my money? And I waited to see what they were going to do, I think, for 6 months. After 6 months, I rolled it over into another professional financial agency. I took it out of where it was and I moved it somewhere else. And now it is sitting pretty much unmatched, shall you say. When you work with an organization, what happens is money comes out of your salary, and a company generally matches it, a percentage of that amount. They will match it, meaning that they make $1 into $2. And you get to keep those $2 as long as you let it mature within the within that financial establishment. You leave the money there and you let it mature. Now, my maturation date may be somewhere within 2018. It may be about 35, if I'm thinking right. Yeah, maybe. And I could go in and take the money out without penalty. So I figure, how harmful is it at this point to me financially that my company doesn't match me? It is my responsibility, and remember I said an entrepreneur is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or an enterprise. Right now, I'm an independent contract, so I am assuming the risk. I'm assuming the accountability of what's going to happen with my overall retirement plan. So I may not have someone that's matching every dollar for dollar, but I am responsible for finding a safe haven, a place where my money can be nurtured, where it can be protected, and where it will experience a growth factor. And I don't want to name names. I don't know that it's appropriate for me to do that on this particular platform, but I did find a company that I was satisfied with, and I turned my money over to them, and I've been showing steady, consistent growth in the past 18 months. However, However, now, there is a ooh-wee but. I would love to see my finances grow a little more healthier and a little more aggressively. And when I was speaking, when we had the privilege of listening to Mr. Baldwin on last episode at the 1st of October, he was expressing to us that education is the key. And quite often, as I stated, we go week to week, check to check. We're satisfied with the insurance plan. We're satisfied with having enough to meet our monthly financial obligations. We are insured on our health insurance matter. You know, our cars are insured. Our homes are insured. Are we insured? Have we ever stopped to consider, are we insured? So I was real intrigued and just blessed to know that we have someone with us that is willing to educate us. I don't have the dates in front of me, but Mr. Baldwin is in the Southeast region. He's Atlanta-based. Alpharetta is North Atlanta. They're hosting seminars there. He's also going to be in the Birmingham area as well as the Southern Georgia and Alabama region. So he is moving, training his team of people to go around and host seminars. And we're also going to have a scheduled event here in Atlanta. Actually, they had one on last Saturday. Saturday was the 8th, I believe. Yeah, Saturday was the 8th. They had a one in the Atlanta area. I want to say it was Alpharetta, but either way, he's promised to come back on the show and discuss with us not only about financing, finance opportunities, finance meaning how we can make our money better work for us, better ways for us to understand what our money does, how it grows, what we can do to invest, what type of opportunities can we invest in, and to just go from there. So I found that very, very, very intriguing. Let me share something with you that I also found out. 79% of financial advisors in the nation are of European background, meaning they're predominantly white. We have less than 21% that are of African American, Asian, Hispanic, or descent, African American, Asian, Hispanic, or financial advisors, and about 5.7% of advisors being Asian, 8.1% are African American, and 7.1% are Hispanic. And this is coming from the Certified Financial Planning Board of Standards. Approximately 23% of financial planners are women. Now, I said all of that to say this. We're targeting on our minority. Think about this. I can't say that we as minorities don't know how to manage our money. I don't want to say that. But I want to say if we are limited in those numbers when it comes to educators, financial planners, are we being appropriately marketed or appropriately sought after to teach us how to manage our money and what should we be doing with it, how we should be handling it? I know we get real salty about how to manage our money. We don't like people to tell us what to do, you know, how to spend it. I'm grown. I know what to do with mine. Don't run up on me and try to tell me anything. But without a real effort across the industry, racially, we're looking to close this wealth gap. We want to be just as well off financially as everyone else, and we want to understand about, you know, I know my parents taught me growing up, and this still may be true. I'm not a financial guru. I do enjoy managing my money and watching it grow. But I know my parents told me one of the quickest ways to recognize and track your wealth is to purchase real estate. And I've been doing that since I was a child. a child. Do you hear me? My father bought us our first piece of property. I wasn't even born yet. I wasn't born when my father bought my siblings and I property. He bought us property because he wanted us to know how to manage it, what to do with it. So I've been hauling sheetrock and bricks and marble and sand and dirt and cleaning and putting up wallpaper, taking down shelves. That's how we earned our allowance. Thank you, Dad. I love you. You are absolutely the most amazing man in my life. But my parents taught us that. So, you know, when I realize and when I think about where do I want to invest, how do I want to invest my money, real estate is one of the first things that comes to mind. Why? Because it's a stationary brick and mortar foundation. You can't roll it down the street. It's a piece of the American dream. You can see the land and the concrete and the marble and the sand. Everything is there, is yours. But I can't say that they took us any further than a checking and a savings account. And, you know, those are the things that I want to learn about how to make, you know, how to diversify my financial portfolio. What can I do to get myself back on or to get myself within a market where I'm trying to find the right words, where I can build financial strength. That's what I'm speaking of, building financial strength, you know. I consider that my financial portfolio is unique because I may have seven moving forms of wealth generation, but hey, if I've only made $32 over here on this plan, will people recognize that as a strong financial growth pattern, or will they just look at it as some form of a side hustle? We got to get with people who honor, respect, and trust our level of empowerment every step of the way. And I also, you know, Mr. Baldwin mentioned getting to know your community, getting to know where you are, getting to know what's trending in your area. And I never even considered that, you know, looking at your financial well-being as a means of looking at the financial climate within your area. And then meeting regularly within that group of people, making smart moves right away. That was critical, you know, learning what the climate is doing and how quickly to move with that climate. I'm so excited, you guys. I can't say that money is my God, but I do realize that my God provides me with money. You better say that one more time. Money is not my God, but my God provides me with money. And because of that, I am overjoyed and enthusiastic about it. Yes, indeed. I got to write that one down. You know, reaching out when you're in need, I just want to thank my God for blessing me financially. I don't know if anybody else feels that, but I get excited about being able to pay my bills. Well, you know, that's a terrible, terrible feeling when you are in the trenches, when you're trying to figure out how to keep the lights on, how to keep gas on, how to pay the insurance. You know, how am I going to eat this week? Do I have enough gas to get back and forth to work this week? But when you are in a position where you can just thank God for all that you have, I can say that I applaud my independent wealth. I am going to thank my God in advance for my independent wealth. You know, success, and this is from Robert Collier, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. And just think about that, you guys. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. Now, if I'm applauding and praising God in advance for my overabundance of wealth, the surplus that I live in, you know, I just want to thank him. You know, listen, guys, you remember I said My favorite mind seed comes from this online spiritual motivation page I ran across on the internet, and it says enjoy your life, and it says your mind is a garden, your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. Let me say that one more time. Your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. Meaning, what are you doing with your mind? Quit harvesting, quit feeding weeds. Quit feeding unfruitful, unplentiful circumstances. Get all of that jacked up foolishness out of your mind. Only harvest beautiful flowers, fruits, grains, the multitude, a harvest. Nurture a harvest. There is no payoff to nurturing negativity. Worrying about debt, worrying about paying bills, worrying about having a lack, that is nurturing weeds. And I just want to thank God in advance. My mind is a garden. My thoughts are the seeds. I am growing flowers, and I extract all the weeds. Thank you, God, for the abundance, for allowing me the consciousness to know that as an entrepreneur, I'm the one who organizes. I'm the one who manages. I am the one that is capable of assuming the risk of a business or enterprise. I cannot take full credit for this. I give you all of the glory. Thank you. I just thank you, thank you, thank you. And the success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. You know, let me say this. There were a couple things that we hit on last week before Mr. Baldwin had to leave, and he said, check in on your progress. Have you a financial planner that is willing to be transparent, let you know what your finances are doing, and to teach you how to recognize how to track it. Check in on your progress. And in closing, we discussed enjoy your life. Y'all better hear me. Enjoy your life. Anybody that knows me can say, describe Sister Kimberly in one word. One. Enthusiastic. I'm coming at you, baby. I'm not the one. I refuse to go through life unhappy about anything. It's too much to worry about. I won't get trapped in that. I want to reach each day with enthusiasm. Do I have overwhelming days? Absolutely. Do I feel the wrath of just feeling overwhelmed sometimes? Yes, I do. Do I let it hold me down? Mm-mm. I will use any one of you, baby. Lay me on the couch and get this out of me. I am not going to let anything fester in my spirit that does not promote my zest, my loving, passionate enthusiasm for living and enjoying the best life. So it is what it is. I want to thank you. Listen, we are going to have Mr. Nelson Baldwin back on the show. Now, we are only going to have possibly two more shows. We're closing towards the end of 2018. I want to thank all of my callers for sticking with me throughout 2018. It's been an amazing year. But let me tell you this. We are right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/PRF table for those of you who are logging in on the internet. And if you are calling in via phone, we're at 347-215-7934. And always remember, we are in the extension of PRF Table. Now, PRF Table is also a live broadcast hosted in real time where you can literally raise your hand and ask questions. So we encourage you to get on every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, and we can discuss those matters that you were afraid to ask in church or Bible study last week. You can raise your hand and ask us right here. And also, I love and appreciate my audience. Thank you guys so much for coming back every first and third Friday of the month right here at 2 o'clock to spend the afternoon with me discussing the matters that impact our overall wellness. And remember, here at Your Health is Your Wealth, we strongly, strongly understand that your mental health executes every other thing that goes on in your life. So as long as you have a strong consciousness in mental health, you are on it. So again, we thank you, we love you, bless you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Your health is your wealth. And I am your sister, Kimberly, signing off.